Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So we've been asking toss-up questions today. One of the toss-up questions that we asked were, the Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite. Do you think that means that the public has a ton of respect for Kansas City, or do you think that means that the public doesn't believe in the Denver Broncos? I also asked the question, if you could turn Rashee Rice or George Karlaftis into an all-pro, which player would you pick? I'll give you our next toss-up question coming up at the top of the hour. If you also missed it in the show, we were joined by Jim Nantz earlier today. We also were joined by Patrick Mahomes. We'll replay Jim Nantz coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Appreciate you guys being here with us on 96.5 The Fan. I'm going to tell you guys something that maybe you didn't know, and maybe you guys did, but I didn't know. So right now on ESPN, there is a story, and on the story, it says early top 25 NFL free agents for next season. So I looked at it because I was kind of curious, and I scrolled down, and I was scrolling, and I recognized a lot of the names on this list, and then I got to one, and honestly, it made me do a little bit of a double take. Jalen Watson was 15th on this list. Rob, listen to this. Jalen Watson is not a marquee name, but he is one who has certainly generated buzz when it comes to free agents with teams. Quote, he is going to have a nice market. And also, his contract is going to surprise some people. Because the Chiefs have to make a decision about Trent McDuffie, it could force Jalen Watson to go elsewhere this offseason. That's really interesting to me. It makes a lot of sense. Jalen Watson has been a very, very good corner. He has been healthy. He is going to be 27 years old. If you are going to get one nice contract in your career, it's right now if you're Jalen Watson. Now, what does that look like? How much money do we think he could potentially get? I mean, Christian Fulton got, what, 2 years, $20 million in the offseason. I think that Jalen Watson would get a little bit more than he is going to end up getting. This is also a player. I'd be a little bit surprised if the Chiefs paid him just because I believe they're about to give Trent McDuffie a big contract this offseason, and usually their motto has been, let's just start over at the position. They've done a good job drafting corners, developing corners, so you would thank Jalen Watson for everything that he's done, but the same way that Snead went to go play for somebody else, the same way that Charvarius Ward went to go play for somebody else, I'm sure there's some other corners that we can name that are escaping me in the short term. I think that's going to end up being the case for Jalen Watson. The fact that he pops up on this list as a top 15 free agent at the end of the season, and if I told you the guys that he's behind, there's a lot of guys that you know. I'm talking Mike Evans is on this list. We talked a lot about Jalen Phillips this offseason, Isaiah Likely. Like, these are guys that you heard of, guys that you know. Now, I'm guessing some of these guys are going to end up re-signing with their team. Some of these guys are going to end up getting a franchise tag. We could be looking at Jalen Watson being a top 10 free agent next year.
It kind of reminds me of the year that I think it was the Niners, because he's a Colt now. The Niners gave all that money to Tre'Davious Ward. Because I remember going into that offseason, you and I just saw the Ward pending contract a little bit different. I felt like he plays a premium position. The number is going to surprise you. You kind of felt like, hey, he's not that guy at corner. And no one would confuse Tre'Davious Ward for that guy at corner. But the fact that the little write-up says his contract will surprise people, I think he's going to get a lot more money than the Chiefs are willing to dole out and that Chiefs fans are willing to dole out to Jalen Watson. I think he might be one of those people where you say, at the end of free agency, you paid a great price for a good player. And that's not a good business to be in if you're the Chiefs. So this is no disrespect to Jalen Watson, who I think is a good player, and a tremendous find by Brett Veach's staff to turn a seventh-round pick into a guy that might make real, real money in free agency. But there is absolutely no reason if you're the Chiefs to re-sign him. None. Especially if ESPN is saying his contract will surprise you. That doesn't sound like he's getting a little more than Christian Fulton. That sounds like he's getting Tre'Davious Ward's contract, and no Chiefs fan wanted Ward to get the contract he got in San Francisco. No one. That you restarted the position and you build around 22.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe he gets the Tre'Davious Ward deal. Like, I'm looking at, I mean, Tre'Davious Ward got 3 for 54, who currently now plays for the Colts. I don't think we're talking about that high.
You don't think he's getting 3 for 54? He's a top 15 free agent and plays corner in the NFL?
Yeah, Ward also, you got to remember, Ward went to San Francisco, kind of turned himself into a Pro Bowl caliber player. He then had the personal tragedy, what happened, wanted to go sign with a new team, and then ended up signing that deal. I could see him getting, I mean, I'm looking at some of these deals right now. I think I'm looking at 4 for 48. That team to me seems like a fair contract. That's what Nate Hobbs got for the Green Bay Packers. 4 for 48 seems fair. Basically a 2-year deal. You give him a little bit of guaranteed money. And then when Jalen Watson turns 30 years old, you can get out of the contract. That to me seems about right for him.
If that's the contract, I stand by my statement. The Chiefs should not be paying Jalen Watson that number. And again, that's no disrespect to Jalen Watson, who I think has earned that number in the league. The Chiefs just have to be more picky than most teams about contracts. And Jalen Watson getting 4 for 48 is not smart cap management this offseason. I know that Jawan Taylor's number comes off the books, but Jalen Watson feels like a prime, thank you for your service, go get paid, we'll give you a nice video when you come back to Arrowhead one day candidate. He doesn't feel like the Chiefs are going to lock him in for a long-term type of deal.
Text line 913-586-7965. We'll get back to our Chiefs toss-ups coming up at the top of the hour. C-Dot, do you think this is a testament to Jalen Watson or indicative of a weak free agent class? This is the thing about the National Football League. There's really not that many great players that just outright hit free agency. It's not like the other sports. Every player in Major League Baseball has the opportunity to hit free agency. Just with the way that the sport works. Every player in the NBA gets the ability to hit free agency. So LeBron, Steph, KD, those guys all re-sign with their teams. But everybody gets a chance to be a free agent. That's not the way football works. Because of the franchise tag, because you don't want to gamble on yourself because of the injury risk, it's just designed for you to stay on one team.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different.
It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.